And by the way, you can bet on Little League World Series action, and that is gross. Justin Thomas nearly chipped in on the 72nd hole for a birdie, which would have put him in the top 10 at the Wyndham Championship and put him at 70th, and he would have made the playoffs. Ball hit the flagstick and stayed out, and he is at home, 71st. Over the course of the season, only the top 70 make the playoffs. As I bring in my friend Jason Sobel from the Action Network, at Jason Sobel, T-A-N on X. And I don't mean that in any nefarious way. Is Justin still a lock for the Ryder Cup team?
Hang on a second. You can bet on the Little League World Series?
I think so.
Whoa. Game changer.
Okay. No, it's not. It's not a game changer. Well, it is a game changer. It's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, game changer in a bad way.
No, yeah, I hope you can't. I'll just say that. I hope you can't.
No, I don't think you can. I don't know. But look, for as much of a degenerate as I am, I will limit my gambling to at least those in college and above. So all of that said, okay, I'll answer your question now. Look, I think Justin's a viable choice to make the Ryder Cup team. I think he certainly didn't help his chances that much by not making the playoffs, mm-hmm. where he could have gone on a little run here, obviously, and done some good for himself. But the record speaks for itself. And I think too often over the last, decades, that we've seen Ryder Cup captains on both sides make their selections. Too often they've gone with the safe play. They've gone with the player that, quote-unquote, deserves it, as opposed to the player who can best help the team win. I'm not so sure there's enough players, six other players, there are six captain picks, that they can help this team win more than Justin Thomas. And so if I'm Zach Johnson, I probably want him on the team. I'll take the heat if he doesn't play well, and I'll put it on me. But, yeah, I think I want him on that team.
Yeah, especially since he and Jordan Spieth were basically a machine the last time out, and what Europe had over decades, it seems, was a team that we couldn't beat, whether it was, Olathabal and Ballesteros, or Sergio Garcia and Olathabal, or Faldo and Montgomery, whoever it was. There always seemed to be a team that the United States can't beat, and maybe that is Spieth and Thomas, not to mention, look, these things are all, guys get hot, guys get cold. It's not been a good year for Thomas, as evidenced by the fact that he missed the playoffs. But when we get right down to it, by the end of September, like, nobody's going to have been playing a lot of golf at that point. Things could completely change. Justin Thomas could be the best player in the world for a week, because he is that good. Let me ask you this, Jason Sobel of the Action Network, at Jason Sobel, T-A-N. If Brooks Koepka gets moved out of an automatic qualifying spot, and right now he is fourth, and it would be very simple for two or three or four players to pass him over the course of the playoffs, is Koepka still going to be a pick?
I think so. Again, there's a lot up in the air. And a lot of this, whenever we talk about should JT be a pick, should Brooks be a pick, if he needs to be a pick, it's not as much about them as it is about everyone else, too. I mean, we can sit here right now and say, yeah, Brooks should be a pick, but if, let's say, Morikawa and Burns and Fowler and all these other guys that are outside, see now, they all play really well over the next 3 weeks, that changes the dynamic a little bit. So it's not so cut and dry as to yes or no should be a pick. That said, Brooks Koepka won not just the major, but he won the PGA Championship. That's run by the PGA of America. That's different than the PGA Tour, guys. I hope everyone knows that by now.
Right.
But the PGA of America also governs the Ryder Cup, at least on the American side. So I think it'd be very difficult to leave the PGA Championship winner off of that team, especially when it's a guy who has five major championships, a guy that you want out there for the team. I think he's going to be, no matter what, the lone live player who is on that team, and for good reason. I mean, he deserves to be on that team. And again, I think that Zach Johnson and his cadre of assistants, he's only got five of them. I think that they can look at this from a perspective of not just who deserves it, like I said, not just, hey, let's take six guys who are playing well, but let's look at it from a perspective of, okay, We know that we have got two four-ball sessions, two foursome sessions. That's best ball and alternate shot. And then we've got singles. We know who the qualified players are going to be. At least they will know by the time they make the picks. Let's figure things out from a very specific and detailed perspective, as opposed to just, let's throw six more guys on the team, get over to Rome, and see what happens. And I'd love to see it planned out. I do think. I think Zach's a very smart guy. I think he will do that. I think he will look at things like, well, JT can play with Spieth, and Sam Burns would be a really good partner for Scottie Scheffler, who's a good friend of his. And let's try to get these guys together so that we're not just throwing guys on the team and then trying to throw stuff up against the wall when we get there and see what works.
And Wyndham Clark and Brian Harmon are essential. I mean, I don't know if anybody is a lock other than Scheffler, who's got double the points, basically, of anybody else.
Clark is already on,
but Harmon is not necessarily a lock, but it's going to be hard because he's going to earn points too. And right. Harmon is exactly the type of player who would be good on a team like this because of the way he can putt. And Clark, tee to green, is dynamite and came off a U.S. Open win, all of that, and has just been, he's had a really, really good year. I believe you picked him, if I'm not mistaken, at the United States Open, Jason Sobel. Before we let you go, you and I have talked about Fowler's resurgence, but Fowler and Spieth and Thomas, who are also not qualified, Morikawa, who hasn't had a great year either, Cam Young, still yet to win, Burns, Finau, Max Homa, who is seventh in the standings. You say Dustin Johnson won't make it, and he doesn't really have a chance to prove it now, since he's not playing. He has no more majors to, and he didn't play well in the last one. But Keegan Bradley's had a good year. There's a lot of good choices for Zach Johnson. Are you leaning one way or another as we sit here, what, six weeks from the event?
My best advice, if you're trying to figure this out, is to remove the number next to a player's name. So I don't care if a player is right now seventh or whether he's 17th. Take the number away. And for me, the way I want to look at this, if I'm Zach Johnson, is if I'm playing for Europe, which player scares me if he's on the other side of the tee box when I'm about to tee off on Friday morning in Rome? If I look at a player, I go, doesn't really bother me. Well, then I probably don't want him on that team. I want players that you really don't want to play against. Like I said, Justin Thomas probably fits that role. You didn't even mention Cameron Young. You didn't mention Tony Finau. I think more so than in previous years, Adam, I feel like most years there are guys who might be a little disappointed when they get that call. I think this year there's going to be a few guys that are mad when they get that call from Zach Johnson telling them they are not part of the team.
If the answer is who would I not want to play against, then I am putting Dustin Johnson back in the mix to be on the team.
Might want to put Bryson in that mix too.
Let's not get crazy, Jason.
There's a lot of offensive firepower there. He played well a couple years ago. I'm just saying.
Maybe you're right. I don't think Bryson DeChambeau is going to be on this team. Nor will Patrick Reed. Maybe DeChambeau and Reed can be a team in an alternate Ryder Cup. Jason Sobel from the Action Network at Jason Sobel TAN on X. You're in Memphis for the first playoff event. I will talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.